Yo, this is your boy DJ Preach right here on the Life Show on Anchor.fm. All right, listen, I wanted to discuss today of having the mindset of excellence, like a 5-star excellence. All right, it's gonna be a very short show. We're gonna be without the music today. I'm live at work, so you may hear some trucks and things going on in the background. So I'm doing it live right here at work, all right, because I wanted to get this message across. But like I said, we're gonna be without the music for a minute. I'm still getting, you know, waiting word back from Anchor about what's going on with the music, the copyrights and all of that great stuff. You know, the only thing that I'm getting back is that maintenance is still working on the function of the music option. That's what I'm getting, and I'm using that in quotes. So you know, we're just gonna wait and see, but church must still go on, you know what I'm saying? Just like in regular church, if the minstrels don't show up, the band don't show up, you're gonna play a track, and we're gonna still praise and worship. All right, that's how we're gonna do it. But I wanted to talk about the mindset of excellence, and having that mindset of excellence is basically everything that you're doing in your ministry, everything that you're giving to God. Number one, make sure that it's intentional. Make sure you're intentional about your ministry, because God has definitely been intentional to us. You know, He's intentional with purpose. He saved your life from sin on purpose. He loves you on purpose. You know, He's there for you on purpose. So in return, you should praise Him on purpose. You should worship Him on purpose, because that's how great our God is. All right, be intentional about it. He's intentional to us. You know, Travis Green said it best. You know, our God is intentional. You know, He's intentional to us, so be intentional with Him. Secondly, I like to use this example when we're talking about the mindset of excellence. Okay, having that 5-star ministry, all right, the mindset of excellence, especially for leaders. You know, like if you're a leader in ministry, you have to lead by example. There's no point of leading or calling yourself a leader if you don't have the mindset of excellence. You know what I'm saying? Because you have followers, and not only that, You're doing this for God. You're doing this for royalty. You're doing this for your King. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna cause sacrifices. It's gonna cause you to be uncomfortable sometimes. Okay, you got to get out your comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? To be a great leader, to have a mindset of excellence, causes sacrifices. So what I'm saying to you, leader, praise and worship leader, pastor, whomever, but the high role in the church, if church start at 10 o'clock, I don't need you showing up at 9:55. You have to lead by example, because people are looking at you. So if you come in at 9:55, everybody else, well, what's you? I could come at 10:05. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? You got to start giving excellent quality to Christ. I think about Abraham, who gave his 100 to God, put his full faith into God. You know what I'm saying? You just couldn't shake it. It goes back to the Hezekiah Walker song, when Hezekiah Walker said 99 and a half just won't do. You know what I'm saying? Abraham gave his 100, and that's what we have to do when we have the mindset of excellence. The quality we give to God should match the faith Abraham put into God. That's good. Abraham gave his all. You can find that in Genesis chapter 15, 4 and 6. So that's what I'm gonna close with. Make sure when you're giving your all to Christ, make sure you have the mindset of excellence. Have that mindset of excellence. Have that 5-star church ministry of excellence going on in your leadership, in your church, in your everyday living. You know what I'm saying? Live in excellence, live in victory, live in love, live in joy, and most importantly, live with our true and living God. All right? God bless you guys. Love you. Check you on the next episode. Peace.